Hello, is Kathleen Harris there?
Yeah, is this a robocall?
No. Hello, my name is Chris, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. We're not selling anything. We're conducting
an opinion. It's a robocall.
It is not. We're doing a research about issues facing your community and the nation. We would love to hear your opinion.
On what?
About issues facing your community and the nation. Now, to start, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio,
no.
Internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. And are you 18 years or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. Now, what are the chances that you will vote in the November general election for president, U.S. Senate?
100%.
So you would say you are certain to vote? Or
yes.
Will you probably... Thank you. Now, just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what is your age?
I'm 75.
Thank you very much. And what racial or ethnic group best describes you?
Caucasian.
Thank you. And now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote.
I'm extremely motivated. 10.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of elected officials, and after I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. The first one is Donald Trump as former president. Do you approve
of... Got my vote.
And would you say you strongly approve, somewhat approve?
Yes, strongly.
Thank you. Then we have Marcy Kaptur as congresswoman.
Who's she running against?
As congresswoman says here.
No. But who's she running against?
I am not sure.
I probably will vote the other way.
So you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove of the way Marcy Kaptur is doing her job as congresswoman?
I think she's doing just fine. I'm just going to vote Republican.
Oh, but right now we just want to know if you approve or disapprove of their job, of the job they're doing.
I approve, I guess. I'm not voting for it, but I approve.
And would you say you somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. And what about Joe Biden as president?
Negative. Minus 10.
And so would you say you strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Yes.
Strongly. Thank you. And the last one on the list, we have Sherrod Brown as senator.
Who's running against Sherrod Brown?
Well, we're required to review him, and there's not much information here.
I don't know. I guess he's okay. Give him a 5 out of 10.
And would you say that is somewhat approve or strongly approve of the job he's doing?
I don't know if I approve. I guess okay. Yeah, I approve.
Somewhat
approve? I don't know.
Or somewhat disapprove?
Yeah, whatever I got.
Somewhat disapprove?
I guess. Your questions and answers don't make a lot of sense.
Oh, we just want to know if you approve or disapprove of the job as Sherrod Brown is doing as senator.
I don't know who's running the game. I don't know. I don't know. I don't pay attention to him.
Okay, that's fine. Now, I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions.
Thank you.
After I read each one,
you know,
please tell me.
I'm with a bunch of friends.
Okay.
So what's the next question?
Oh, well, we still have a few more questions to go. I don't know if there's a better time to finish the survey.
I'm out with friends eating.
Oh.
And I thought it was just a few questions.
Okay,
but
we still have a few. Okay, well, thank you very much for your time, then. We'll try to call back another time.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Goodbye.
What's in the middle of our party?